Hey, what's up? This is Matt.
And this is Jack.
You're listening to The Positive Energy Show with Ainsley.
Stay positive.
Stay energized.
On Alive 90.5.
The time has come for the lovely Madeleine from the Hills. I got that wrong earlier. Rotaract and Headspace, because Corinza says I can't pronounce R's properly.
No, you say it definitely fine.
Okay. Awesome. Good morning, Madeleine. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks so much to you both for having me.
Awesome. I hope you don't think we're crazy.
A lot of positive high energy here.
No, not at all. And the accent is a bit of a reminder for home anyway.
Oh, are you South African?
She is.
Yeah.
What's with all the South Africans this morning on the show?
I think you subconsciously put them all together on the same show on the same day.
Wow. I didn't know you're South African, Madeleine.
Yeah, so I was born and raised there, and my family migrated here when I was 12. So I've been here about 13 years now.
Okay, so what province are you from? Are you from Western Cape? Are you from Johannesburg or Durban?
Durban, KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh, wow. I love Durban.
You should honestly see Ainsley's face light up right now. He loves anyone who comes from South Africa. So he has that pride. So I'm glad you guys share that together.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's Australia's beautiful. So I think South Africa is still number one, by the way. But I think the opportunities in Australia are 10 times better. It's a much better country with lots of opportunities and the crime's nowhere near South Africa. The opportunities for jobs, the opportunities for equal opportunities and, just the quality of life. It's amazing.
And in the Hills area, we know that you do a lot of charity work, which is fantastic. Would you like to tell us about that, Madeleine? What do you do in the Hills community or even the Blacktown area? What kind of interesting things do you do?
Sure. So I've been engaged in volunteering, I guess, for a really long time in my life. And at the moment, mostly I volunteer with Hills Rotaract Club. So I've lost my South African accent, so I think I can pronounce it a little better. With the Hills Rotaract Club in the Hills area. And we, Corinza might have spoken about it before, but we kind of get involved with a lot of different community initiatives, supporting different charities in the local area. And, generally what the community needs. So it might be things like Cancer Council, Relay for Life, Positive Steps. But I also, with them, lead a major project for Share the Dignity. So that's probably my favorite part of the year, is getting to lead the project where we kind of collect hygiene and sanitary products for women, girls, and non-binary people in need. And they get packed into, I guess, sort of gifts for Christmas time for those people. And as Corinza mentioned, I also volunteer with Headspace, Castle Hill and Parramatta on their youth reference group. So, because of lockdown, we haven't had a chance to do many community initiatives, unfortunately, but the few that I have been a part of have been really, really incredible, to kind of engage with young people and start those conversations around mental health, from a really young age with them.
Well, that's wonderful. You do so many things, Madeleine. And you just mentioned you did a project called Share the Dignity. Is that something that you're currently doing at the moment with your Hills Rotaract Club?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially the project, like I said, aims to support women, girls, and non-binary people in need. And by in need, what I mean is, unfortunately, they may have gone through domestic violence and may be facing or experiencing homelessness at the current time. So Share the Dignity is a major charity in Australia, and they support a number of other charities across the nation, much like if you think about Food Bank and the way Food Bank operates in terms of giving different charities and different communities food as requested. Share the Dignity does the same thing, but with hygiene and sanitary products. So our club is currently collecting a lot of items at the moment. We do have, thanks to a couple of our members, a very wonderful online store that you can kind of donate to purchase specific items.
Oh, wow.
So you can support us from anywhere in the nation, basically.
Well, that's very exciting. So during this lockdown, it sounds like you've created a store online so that people can purchase different items, I guess, essentially to engage with the community. Is that correct?
Yeah. I think lockdown has been really tough on so many of us, you know, feeling a lot of people have felt isolated. You know, some people definitely would have thrived during this time, I guess, kind of having time to recharge and, you know, be by yourself a little bit. But it's also been really tough at the same time, I think, for a lot of people being cut off from your social connections. And with the project, one thing that I've always loved about the project is the way that it aims to be, we aim to be inclusive and interactive about it. So we try to get people involved. And I didn't want to lose that spirit. That's, I think, really foundational to the project. So we thought of a way to make it like virtually interactive. And the store is a way to do that. So essentially, when you purchase an item, like let's say you, you know, pay $5 for a toothpaste, instead of the toothpaste arriving at your doorstep, we will actually get notified that you've purchased that item and we can go and buy it from the store to pack into the bags. So that way you're still kind of more involved, even if we can't physically see you in person. Although now coming out of lockdown, we are looking forward to a couple of packing and shopping days. So keep an eye out on, I guess, our Facebook page for those things as they come up.
Wow, that sounds absolutely fantastic. And I know that you're such a big advocate for mental health. Could you explain to us what your background in mental health is? Are you currently studying in the mental health field?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have lived experience of mental health. So as a migrant to Australia, you know, I faced a lot of challenges, much like my family, and I guess settling into a new country and adapting to a new culture and a new way of life. And for me, kind of high school is already kind of a tough time, I think, for a lot of people. And it was that additional layer of tough coming from a different cultural background. So I have had my own sort of mental health challenges. And I think that going through it myself and having that lived experience kind of sparked my passion for wanting to study psychology and sparked my passion for mental health advocacy. So wanting to get involved, I guess, in volunteering and encouraging people to talk about their mental health and to get the support they need. So I am studying. I'm studying to be a psychologist and I'm currently in a master program at the moment. So a few more years to go and then I'll get to be on the other side kind of helping clients or helping people get the support they need.
Wow, that's very exciting.
Sorry, can you hear me, Madeline? Yeah. How can people get in contact with you with regards to the Heels Rotaract Hub and also Headspace?
Yeah, absolutely. So both have Facebook pages as well as Instagram pages. And social media is really kind of the main way that you can reach out to both clubs. In terms of the youth reference group, definitely. So Jenny Dang is the community development officer for Headspace Castle Hill and Parramatta. Very long title, I know. And essentially what it means is that she takes the charge in leading community initiatives in terms of like organizing events and appearances and presentations that we do. And the youth reference group are really the driving force because it's designed to empower young voices. So young voices in terms of mental health advocacy and young voices in terms of accessing services. Because when designing services, it's really important to think about, well, who is this actually for and what do they actually need? So this is a really kind of hands-on way of doing that. So if you're wanting to get, if you're between 12 and 25 years old and wanting to get involved in the youth reference group, you know, reach out on the Castle Hill Headspace Instagram or website, or you can look up their sort of phone number and email address on Google and you'll be able to get in touch there. And also if you're looking to access support from Headspace centres, they do exist nationally as well. And in terms of Hills Rotaract, It's an email address if you can't access the Facebook or Instagram page. So it's hillsrotaractinc@gmail.com. And I'm sure Karenza or Ainsley, one of you might be able to post that online.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Madeline. Before you go, we just wanted to let all the listeners know it is World Mental Health Month this month of October. Mm-hmm. Are there any exciting things that you've been doing, especially with the Hills Rotaract Club or even independently during this period? I know that you have a calendar. Can you explain that to us?
I do. So World Mental Health Month is arguably one of my favorite times of the year. I think all of my all of my friends and people on social media kind of know how excited I get about it. So this year I decided to create a mental health calendar. I've seen them pop up kind of in other ways across the years, and I thought that it was a really cool way to encourage people to do something for their mental health and the mental health of their community and the people around them every single day. And as we know, it takes some time to kind of build a habit. So by engaging in something like a calendar, you can slowly build that habit over time. So the theme for Mental Health Month is actually tuning in. So it's tuning into yourself, tuning into others, tuning into your community, and tuning into stigma. So it's broken down into those four areas, and I've taken those four areas to kind of make a calendar. So each day aims to do something different to help you tune into your mental health. It's been really great kind of sharing it to my social media. I've had a couple of friends of people on social media reach out to me and kind of tell me when they're engaging in things, which is exciting. And also with Hills Rotaract Club as well, who's, for example, they helped with a self-compassion video that you may have seen on our social media pages, which was a nice way to teach the club and our community about self-compassion while also kind of getting involved and doing it for ourselves too.
Okay.
Beautiful. Before you go, Madeline, I just wanted to ask, do you have one last piece of advice to give to especially the youth about their mental health and taking care of their mental health?
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things I would say is don't be afraid to talk about it. I think talking about it, you know, it can be really challenging. Sometimes it can be really scary. You don't really know how other people are going to react and things like that. But there's a lot of power in talking about it. There's a lot of power that you feel for yourself, a lot of relief that you'll feel for yourself, and there's a lot of power in terms of educating the people around you about mental health, that this is something to talk about. And I think, you know, the more we talk about it, the less stigma we'll ultimately have in our society, because we'll understand what mental health looks like better, because it looks different for everyone. And we'll also kind of you'll be able to access the support you need, which is really important in managing your mental health, because we can be there for ourselves and other people can be there for us too, but there does come a point where you know, we will need to get professional help in order for us to get better.
Awesome. Madeline, I must say thank you so much for joining us here at Love 90.5. Thank you for sharing with us your journey, also what you're doing in the community with the Hills Rotaract and also Headspace. And for everybody out there, what we love to say is activate that happy cocktail. And that's what the Positive Energy Show is all about. That happy cocktail, the dopamine, the serotonin, the oxytocin, and the endorphins.
Get your daily dose.
Get your daily dose. With all of those combined, we know what the dopamine is about: success, reward, achievement, motivation, endorphins, that exercise, that feeling of overcoming pain and accomplishment and everything, and the adrenaline rush, the oxytocin, the love hormone, very important. I need the love hormone. I'm missing that in my life.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, need some more love. And then, of course, serotonin, that chemical balance between in your brain. Once you have all four of that, you are in that happy space. So very important, you know, keep moving, keep grooving, because your motion
controls your emotion. Thank you, Madeline.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Take